Millionaire's a sports show. Got me in my hormones. All gas, no brakes, score 4-0. If you think you own this place, you get foreclosed. I've been in my head, but it's not about a T3. Yeah, I like to learn, but there's nothing you can teach me. We all got opinions. You about to hit a meat tree of bitches. CSJ never really misses. GD7 land, baby, shout out to Indigenous. My girl, she got mad at me, cause she don't know the difference between this and them, nah, you about to witness. Well, freedom is so now, I tell that girl, get out my business. Do this, I ain't joshing on the grind like Eric Costin. Sit around and grab a drink. You talking what you wanted. It's mostly you don't know me. When it dropped, then I'm mostly what they bopping. You can say what you got. When it's Tuesday, I'll be locked in.
We are live, unlive, on the Sports Show, episode 298. Ladies and gentlemen, if you think that the UFC 300 is a big deal, it's the Sports Show 300. We are inching close to it. We're getting there. But we're got to get to you first before we get there.
That's right.
And that's here right. At the CJSW 90.9 FM. You're listening to the Sports Show. Don't forget, you got to do a few things over here. You got to follow us on our channels, please. At Sports Show Podcast on the Instagrams, at Sports Show Podcast on the YouTube. Please click the follow and the subscribe button.
Ding.
Podbean, Spotify. That's all for now.
Yeah.
Because the other one, we don't like you.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. The iTunes.
The iTunes.
Mm-mm. You know, they're a little sensitive. A
little bit.
Just saying. Anyways, how's it going?
Not bad, man. Not bad. Having a good week.
Great week.
Having a good morning.
That's what
the
I like
weather's
to hear.
Nice. There's no snow.
It's true.
Or is there?
You know what? I'm enjoying. Last night, you know me. I was perusing the nets. And last week, I want to thank the Swiss Greek showed up and was hotter than anything else we've had on the show in the last little while. The numbers justified it. Episode 297. Get there and listen to Larry A., a.k.a. the Swiss Greek. We had a great time on the show. One of the funny shows we've had in a long time. But the one thing that Larry loves more than anything is when I do peruse the nets and I look around. And last week, we started it on something that the world has been talking about even now, this week. It's the Jake Paul. Jake Paul right. has told the world, I'm taking on Mike Tyson. I'm going to fight Mike Tyson the way my brother fought Mayweather a couple of years ago and put him on the map even more so than what it was. But I think there's a little controversy going on.
Oh.
Yeah, so as I was perusing the nets and taking a look, his brother, Logan Paul, seems to kind of have a little bit of, what's that word, Dimitri? The one-up syndrome or the or the jealousy of the sibling, siblingly rivalry?
That's right. That's right.
And he came out on his very big podcast and said, hey, you know what? I was offered that fight first. I just didn't take it. My question to you now is, and I'll be honest, if you listen to it and watch the pod, he's serious. He's not trying to be funny. He's like, well, I was offered that. I didn't get the same package, but I was offered that fight first and I didn't want to. And then he went as far and said, yeah, I'd kill him if I had to fight him. Thoughts on the Logan Paul trying to outdo his brother even months before this goes down?
You know, something's going on behind the scenes.
I think so.
Because, excuse me, the only thing that this says to me is that Jake Paul, he might have younger brother syndrome.
I think so.
Does Logan need to one-up him? I think so in this case, because I hate the one-up guy.
No one likes the one-up
guy. No one likes a one-up guy. But in this case, it's like, listen.
Yeah.
Before you get ahead of yourself, calm down, little brother.
Relax.
Yeah. It's like you and Nick.
Yeah. Hey, mom offered me that shirt first. I said, no, you took it. That's the way it works.
Or
yeah.
are they setting up for potential 1-2 punch.
This is what
is this all marketing? Is this all brand? Is this all the genius? If it goes well,
right?
You beat up my younger brother. I come to beat you up now.
I actually was going to say the other way. I think this might set up for them to finally go at it 1-on-1 because I think that's what everyone really wants to see is Logan versus Jake. Now, this podcast is not just about this, but it literally took over the airwaves this week. And so I had to bring it up because we talked a little bit about it last week, how it's a big thing for boxing, but it could be a bad thing. Go back to the podcast and listen. But when I saw that the older brother, Logan in this case, who's also a WWE champion, who's got the world in the palm of his hands, he just can't let his brother have this one thing.
He can't do it.
He can't do it.
You're right. But I didn't see that angle, but you're right. It is going to, they are going to fight each other.
I think so.
They 100% are. And I think now that Logan Paul's in WWE and he understands story and build and promotion from a different perspective, from the other side of the railing.
Exactly. I mean, Dimitri, it works. Think about it. The Kelce brothers in football, 2 years ago, were in the Super Bowl against each other. Mama had to sit there and didn't know what to do.
That's right.
And it, ratings.
So if they fight, who would you pick? Which brother wins?
Oh, I would take Jake.
Me too.
Yeah. Jake looks more accomplished, but listen, Logan's a freak athlete. I've seen him do some things that I've never, you know, that for a guy that was on YouTube and wasn't who he was a few years ago, he's definitely a different athlete. Jake, though, is a boxer. He's an athlete, but he's a boxer.
Yeah, he's more dedicated.
Yeah, bravo.
Is Logan Paul literally the embodiment of what every childhood male dream was if you grew up in the 80s, 90s?
100%.
Like, you're a pro boxer,
right?
A pro wrestler,
yeah.
A podcaster, a YouTube sensation.
Is he like, trying to? He took our life.
Yeah, he took our life. He did.
I don't like him anymore.
We went the hard route.
Yeah, we're still on that route. We haven't gotten off the route. A little further, Dimitri. We're almost there.
We'll get there. Sorry, what are you doing for numbers?
We're on CJSW 90.9.
That's right, explaining to our wives why we're here every Saturday pre-recording for the Tuesday.
Listen, I can't get rid of it. This is the greatest thing of my life right now.
It's the only escape that we have. Listen, don't ruin it for us, don't all you listening. We need the numbers.
All right, from there, let's jump over to the real sports that we talk about each and every week. It's the NHL. There's 16 games remaining. We are down to the last little while. Last week, the trade deadline ended, and man, let me tell you again, go back to episode 297. We talked a lot about it. But again, the other thing that was taking over the headlines was the controversy of what the Las Vegas Golden Knights did in the trade scenario, okay? What they did was basically they put their best players on something called LTIR, okay? It's long-term injury reserve. And what that does is it takes away from the cap, so it allows you to go get guys to say, well, these guys are going to be gone for such a long time. We got to fill their spot. But the problem is that doesn't count once you go into the playoffs. And the Las Vegas Golden Knights are playing chess while everyone else is playing checkers. They figured out how to do it. They did it last year. They ended up winning the Stanley Cup. And now the NHL's on sideways going, well, they did it again. Why? That's not fair. No, it's fair. And Kelly McCrimmon, the GM of the Vegas Knights, is appalled. Appalled that you would think he's faking these injuries on his players. And I agree with Mr. McCrimmon. Ladies and gentlemen of the jury, the guy's hurt. He's got a lacerated spleen. I don't know what that means and how long you'll be out. But for the graces of God, maybe he'll be back. Maybe Mark Stone will be back. And yeah, sure, the cap will be over by $30 million. But that doesn't matter. Rules are rules.
Spleens Dimitri. First.
Spleen okay? First.
You take care of the spleen.
Exactly.
Okay? You know what the NHL's doing?
What are they
doing?
They're
mansplaining. Exactly. And it's not right.
No, it's not right. But you know what? Here's the thing. Again, let's just talk about it real quick. What Las Vegas did, maybe it is a little controversial, gray area-ish, but that's the rule in the book. So why is everyone seem to have such a big problem with it? I don't understand. You explained it really good last week where you're like, look, worst case scenario, next year, if they win the cup, they win the cup, but then they got to fix that roster, so they're letting guys go. So they were double downing on...
absolutely. I said they went on margin.
That's right.
On their account. They basically took out a complete home equity line of credit full debt.
Not 80% loan to value. The whole 100.
That's the thing. They didn't. Yeah. They went to payday loans. They didn't go to an institution.
That's right.
But they're on borrowed money, and if it doesn't work out, then next year they got a massive problem on their hands, right?
That's right.
Because they just got the Hurdle. They just got the Tanev. They got big game players. They got the Eichel. They got the Stone.
Hannifin.
No, I mean, you know, you or not Tanev, thank you. But you keep going, you keep going, you keep going. You're like, oh, you're going to have an issue here. But change the rule. And this is where I side with the Vegas Golden Knights. Because this all started with the Tampa Bay Lightning when they won the Stanley Cup in the bubble with the Kucherov.
That's right.
All of a sudden, Kucherov comes back. They're way over the cap. Oh, they won again?
What?
That's a shock of the century over here.
Right.
So unless you're going to change the rules, don't get mad about it.
Listen, we sit here and we do this show on CJSW 90.9 here at the University of Calgary. These kids are all getting ready for midterms and finals. The way I look at it, if you ain't cheating,
You ain't trying.
That's the whole thing. And but this is not a cheat. This is the thing. This is the this literally, if I'm going to use another scenario, it's like the teacher going, okay, we're going to the finals and you're allowed to use your textbooks. If you didn't bring your textbook to the final because you didn't think it was allowed, that's your problem.
Yeah, I don't care.
They just came prepared. They said, yeah, you never know. I'm going to do a quick little study before I go. Turns out the professor said, go ahead, use your textbooks.
That's right.
How is that their fault? That's you're mad right. at them?
It's not.
They read the rule book. They understood it better than you did.
They read the rules.
That's what I'm saying.
That's right.
That's it. Dimitri, as we head into the playoffs, this is the crazy thing that's going on. We're going to play a little game. Again, we're in a school facility.
Ooh.
Let's use our vernacular.
Ooh.
I want to play a little game.
Okay.
I'm going to give you the top 16 teams. If the playoffs started today, these teams are in. Give me one word or one like phrase of words, put it together, of what you feel this team is like.
Oh, like whatever comes to my mind.
First
okay.
thing that comes
okay.
to your mind. Right?
Okay, first thing.
Let's start with
Let's
the
go.
Florida Panthers.
Contenders.
The Boston Bruins.
Solid.
Yeah. The Toronto Maple Leafs.
Need luck.
You think? You know, I would say gritty. I would use the word gritty, not grindy. Gritty. Yeah,
gritty. They need a little luck on their side.
The New York Rangers.
Unfortunate.
The Carolina Hurricanes.
Watch out.
Watch out is right. That was I honestly had that written down.
That's, of course you did.
The Philly, as of right now, the Philadelphia Flyers are in.
Upset.
Upset special. The Tampa Bay Lightning.
Solid. I got to go solid again.
I'm going to go veterans.
Ooh.
I'm going to go veteran or old school or something.
Okay, I like it.
And now, right now, they're holding down the last spot in the East. It's the New York Islanders. Give me one word.
Overachievers.
I'm going to say old man strength.
Yeah.
let's jump over to the West. The Colorado Avalanche.
Champions.
Oh, is that? Is that? No. How about the Dallas Stars?
Stanley Cup.
Oh, here we go. The Winnipeg Jets.
Watch out.
I say freight train. This is the biggest team. This is the team that I'm eagerly going to watch. I'll tell you that right now. When it comes to, what's the next? The Vancouver Canucks.
Bringing it home.
I'm going to say underrated. They've been, follow me on this, they've been the number one team in the West basically all year long and still no love. And they made some big trades. Everyone was on, but since the last trade or before the trade deadline, they kind of just, they went on a little slide. People aren't talking to them as much. Underrated for the best team in the NHL.
They might bring it home this year.
Well, if they, but what about the Edmonton Oilers?
Hot.
Last chance.
Yeah, that's a good one,
If you follow this pod,
that's
you know what I'm talking about. This is
that's
it.
That's a good one, too.
This is it. This is it, Edmonton.
I like that, Mitch.
The LA Kings.
Falling off.
You know what? It's right now, they've moved up to third, right, in the Pacific. I agree. They tried to get Allmark on the trade deadline, and Allmark said, "No, I'd rather just sit on the bench watching Swayman play," which I think is like who
it's
doesn't want to go to LA.
But it's brilliant. They know it. They listen to the pod.
They listen to the pod. Nashville Predators,
amazing
overachievers.
Yeah, amazing
and upset special.
What?
And last one, it's the Las Vegas Golden Knights holding down that last spot right now.
Smart.
That's the best word for them, 100%. Dimitri, as we keep going, we're 16 games away, then the playoffs start. Right now, I just want a quick, because you're a big Pittsburgh fan. You've always been, and I have to give my boy some credit here. I mean, some people jump on the bandwagon. He does not. The Sidney Crosby situation. What do you do with Sidney Crosby now? I mean, if Pittsburgh doesn't make the playoffs, and they still got a small chance, we'll talk about it next, but if they don't make it, what do you do with one of the greatest players of all time? Do you just let him, do you have the talk with him and say, Sidney, listen, man, do you want another chance at a cup? We're willing to trade you because we're going to get a haul for you back. We're going to get something nice back from you. Or B, is he that valued guy where he's like, no, I'm going to stick it out and stay here?
You know, I think it's really up to him. Like, I think he's the kind of guy that would stay in one team for his own personal legacy.
Really?
Yeah, I think he's that person. He's like, you know what? Lemieux did it. I'm going to do it.
Here's my thing with
I'm going to be that guy. And I think, Mitch, I think they all want to stay.
Right.
But I also think that a little bit shame on them, because it's like, look, you got a new GM coming in.
Right.
Clearly this guy's making his bones. He's got to make changes. He's looking at the team a little bit different. I know you're upset they traded Gensel, but that's the nature of the business.
Right.
And those guys got to remember too, they're in their mid and late 30s. Like, you guys are at the end of the career here.
Right. But here's the thing, Dimitri. You said give him the opportunity to say, I want to stay or go. I say don't. See, it happened here in Calgary, man, as well. We kept on too long, and we got nothing for Iginla in the end, really, at the end of the day, right?
Yeah.
Sidney Crosby and Jerome Iginla, to me, Sidney's ahead of Iginla. But at the same time, it's like, you guys, he's an asset that you've polished. He's your best thing that you've ever had. If you're Pittsburgh right now and you don't trade him to get something back, you're going to be going into a rebuild. There's no other way around it. The team's hurting right now with him on the team, with Malkin on the team, with Letang, with Erickson. You know, like, and you guys didn't make the playoffs. That was the whole thing this year. My thing is, you ask him, hey, Sidney, what are your thoughts? I kind of want to stay. Well, Sid, I got to be honest with you. We might need to trade you because we're done if you don't leave, man.
Yeah, it's going to be a long process. I don't understand why this is a talking point.
Why? What do you mean?
Like, I don't understand why. Like, it ignited right off the shoot because of the trade.
I think it's because a lot of people are on your side. They want that nostalgia of you started here, ended here. You're one of the greatest players that ever play. But at the end of the day, it's about the team. It's about the organization. Sidney's a great guy, but I mean, okay, so you keep him, you send him off, he goes in the past, and then what? For 20 years, 15 years, 10 years? Because that's what kind of, dude, we're talking about Sidney Crosby here. What can he get you back? Your cupboards are bare. You got a GM that loves to spend money. I mean, this isn't trending in the right direction.
Yeah. No. I completely get that. It's a business. You have to treat it as a business. I completely get it. But no, my whole thing is, because of the trade deadline and because everyone knew, and it's, you're right, they have all these players, but why are we, like, where did it come from where all of a sudden, oh my God, like, we got to trade him now? Like, why is this the front page news?
Ah, it's because, well, it's media. Yeah, but we like
it's
to,
media. It's they, media. They just
we
jump
need something
on it.
To talk about.
But I don't disagree. Like, look, if you trade, it goes back when you say last chance with the Edmonton Oilers. Same thing with Connor McDavid. What do you get in return?
I agree.
You know, it's crazy because what would someone pay for a Sidney Crosby right now? But if he did leave. Where would I like him to go? Canada.
Oh, 100%. Like, every team should be going after him. Like, even the Flames, dare I say, the Oilers. I know it sounds crazy, but I mean, if you're going to keep that duo together somehow, some way, figure out a way. And Sidney seems like that kind of guy, like a Tom Brady. He'll take less just to be there. You know, he's already marked himself there, right?
But let's go on the other side.
Sure.
Like, he's having a monster season, but let's go on the other side. What team would want him now?
Right now?
Yeah, and give up the farm.
Well,
like, if you're the GM, follow me, if you're Dubas right now, and all you did was deal Crosby for a first and a third rounder.
Right.
Or you don't even get that because he's 37 or however old he is. And you got a second conditional
second.
Out of
pure respect, you should get a first round.
No, I agree. But what if you don't? And then are you?
Well, that's what I say. You got to figure it out.
Are you the GM now? They'd be like, so you got rid of the fan favorite, arguably one of the greatest of all time, for picks that we won't remember down the line?
That's a good point. But you know what? Look at the Eric Lindros scenario. They give away Eric. He hasn't even put the skates on. They trade him, and who'd they get? A guy named Forsberg. You know, other guys.
Different. But what I'm saying is
you're saying you don't know. Yeah, you don't know. You're absolutely right. It's 50-50. It's a 50-50 draw here. But if you keep him right now, Dimitri, you know, and your fans have to know, you guys are going to struggle going down the line. Because he will retire in the next probably 3 to 4 years. He's gone.
Yeah, but I still think that the Penguins are on casino and house money.
Sure they are.
Three Stanley Cups under that regime. They've been blessed with Mario Lemieux to succession with Sidney Crosby.
Right.
I mean, listen.
Cash in the chips.
Like, you guys are okay. I'm okay with the rebuild. I say ride it to the sunset. The guy who's going to go is Letang.
Well, yeah, of course. Letang, the Erickson, even the Malkin. Like, is Malkin there?
Carlson.
Well, sorry, yeah. Sorry, Carlson.
But yeah.
All right. So, but with that being said, let's jump into the East real quick. The final five. So right now, there's five teams vying for that last wild card spot, and they're within 5 points of each other. And with 16 games remaining, as I've said a couple of times, this is going to get tight. This is the best part of the hockey right now.
God,
so right now, you got Detroit, believe it or not, Washington, Buffalo, the New Jersey Devils, and Pittsburgh. Literally, Pittsburgh's the furthest away with 5 points. All these teams are within 3 and 2 points, respectively. Who makes it for that final wild card? And the Islanders are technically the wild card, too, right now.
Yeah. That's interesting. I want to see Detroit.
Yeah.
Just because I like the makeup of the team and how they've been on
same
been
with me.
Coming
same
up.
With me.
I want to see, but oh man, I don't see Pittsburgh. Pittsburgh's too inconsistent.
Yeah.
Right? Pittsburgh Agreed. And Washington, they're the team if they get in the playoffs, be careful because then the veteran play comes in. But I think I gotta go with Detroit.
You took mine. I was gonna say Buffalo, and you'll hear why in a second, but in all honesty, it's Detroit. I agree with you. I'd love to see Detroit. It's time. Hockey Town needs to come back to the playoffs.
I was thinking about it the other day. They happened to be on TV. I was watching the game. Mm-hmm. And it's amazing. You go through eras of sports.
Yeah.
The Detroit Red Wings under the Zetterberg, Lidstrom, Datsyuk regime
right.
was a staple beyond staples. Even just a touch before that with Yzerman, Chilios, like the 90s into the 2000s. 20 years, the Red Wings... Like, they're in the playoffs.
Yes. Oh,
like,
yeah.
This is a team to be reckoned with.
Absolutely.
And they haven't been relevant in, what, 6, 7 years, let's say.
Yeah.
But it's crazy. We forget that. Like, I know. Like a fan growing up now is like, oh, well, yeah, man. When I grew up, the Red Wings.
I was going to wear my Red Wing hat today, but I decided not to.
You know what? It would have been a nice touch.
You think?
It would have been. Nah, it was nice. You know what is a nice touch?
What's that?
If you're just tuning in to the sports show right here on the CJSW 90.9 FM.
Let's go. It's the Sports Show Power Ranking time brought to you by Sinatra's. Call 403-455-4222. It's the pizza, the flop. You know, the New York style? Call it. 15% off if you call again. It's 403-455-4222. At number 5, it's the Buffalo Sabres. They're on a 5-game heater, and they literally have put themselves in playoff contention. I don't know. Maybe. Buffalo's not a bad team either.
They're good on paper.
They look good on paper. They look good on paper. At number 4, it's the Edmonton Oilers. Mm-hmm. This team is striding, but like I said earlier, it's your last chance. That's all I'm saying. At number 3, it's the Carolina Hurricanes. Listen, when you go get a Gensel and a Kuzmentsov, this team may be boring, like it maybe not the exciting, flashy, but this team, if they hit stride, Dimitri.
They've never been like that.
Never. That's a thing. Can they handle it?
They got the best looking coach in hockey.
He's a looker. At number 2, it's Colorado. This team is now leading the Central. They're also catching stride. McKinnon's on fire, leading the league in scoring. Mm-hmm. And at number 1, ladies and gentlemen, it's the Nashville Predators. Why? Listen, this team was saying we're rebuilding. And they're wild card number 1 by a nice margin. Yeah. Get ready. Whoever takes them all in the first round, I think you got a little bit of a problem in the catfish country. We're off to the NFL. It was free agency time. And let me tell you, this is my favorite time of the year for the NFL, Dimitri, because every team changes.
Yeah.
There's no rules, by the way. I don't care if you just signed a 10-year contract. They'll fire you tomorrow in the NFL. They don't give a crap. They don't care.
It's crazy to me. The NFL free agency is like a job fair where all the teams have like, they've rented out convention space. They all have a booth and it's like every player walks. Hey, what do you got? What are you doing? Yeah, you got room? Yeah, it happens in no other sport.
Right.
The crossing of the floors, the tread. No, I'm out. You're in. You go.
Yeah, you come over here.
Like you read the report. It's like, goes here. It's not traded for a second and a third. Conditional pick here. No, it's, he's here. He goes there. 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 Signed $140 million.
It's so crazy.
There.
Have you noticed how they always say, this is how much is guaranteed, which is what they really are going for now. They need that upfront money because the back end, you may not get it. That's what we're trying to get right at. It's like, you can sign for $100 million. Doesn't mean anything.
I don't mind the guarantee, especially in the NFL.
Oh, I love it.
Because the thing, realistically.
Yeah.
You are so close to career-ending
right
injury in the NFL amongst all the sports. You got to have that guarantee.
Listen, we'll talk again about this more in depth next week because we don't have all the time in the world. But Kirk Cousins to Atlanta. Like it? Don't like it.
Okay. Okay, Kirk Cousins.
What's up with
hold
you?
Hold on a second.
What's up with you?
Whoever your agent is
yes
deserves Agent of the Year, an ESPY. I don't know what it is. Whatever your... 180 million. When you signed in Minnesota,
yeah,
and you got, what is it, 93, 94, we're all freaking out.
Yes.
He did it. And now you did it again. And now I'm telling you,
yeah,
this Atlanta team has changed.
Oh, sure. Absolutely.
Because he can throw the ball.
Listen, he's a gamer. He can play. He's not great in the playoffs, but hey, you know
but
what?
But dude, your agent.
Quick question. Who's more lucky, Kirk Cousins or Tom Brady? Now, most people will be like, well, of course Tom Brady. He's got 7 Super Bowls. Sure he does. He doesn't have Kirk Cousins money, though.
Hold on a sec. The guy's won nothing. He hasn't even made an appearance.
Yes.
At $60 million a year,
Tom
you guys.
Says. How about the Indianapolis Colts go, you know what? We love nostalgia. Joe Flacco, get over here, you son of a gun.
Now we're talking.
One that I couldn't believe it. So Keenan Allen has been one of the best wide receivers in all of football for the last like 5-6 years for sure. He's with the Chargers. They say, no, get out of here, buddy. Get out of here. You're going to the Bears for a fourth rounder.
Listen, I don't know what happened in San Diego, or LA, excuse me. I don't know what happened over there.
I don't know either.
But they're cleaning house. I will say this, Keenan Allen to the Bears, perfect. Does that mean
right
that they're going to keep
Justin
Fields?
I know. This changes everything now. It really, really does. I think it does. I think when you give him all this arsenal, which he's never had before, how can you really put all your money on a rookie? How do you do it?
Last one
I'll say is, what about the change of pace, like the arch rivals? Saquon Barkley, a New York Giant for years and years, goes to Philly. It's a nice fit, but you went to literally the arch rivals of the division.
What does that say about him?
What does it say about everything?
I don't know how I feel about that.
I'm not that worried about it, but here's the one. Last week, talked about it real quick. We got to talk about it. Russell Wilson to Pittsburgh. You and Larry didn't like it too much because you're like, that's not his style. Guys. Russell Wilson to Pittsburgh might be maybe bigger than the Cousins situation in my eyes.
I think you're right. It might end up being the best fit, but it's coaching. We talked about the coach, Tomlin.
Yeah.
It's going to be good.
He's great. You know what? Hasn't missed the playoffs. This guy just can't stop losing.
It's unbelievable.
He's a winner.
But he's doing that. Okay. If Russell Wilson doesn't perform in Pittsburgh, then you know he's the problem. Because if you can take that team with Trubisky, with Pickett, with whatever, like Rudolph, like any quarterback like that, and you're making the playoffs.
And how do you not do this deal? Denver is paying him $37+ million, and Pittsburgh's only paying him $1 million. It's a good deal. It's a good deal, guys.
Whoever is managing the Steelers.
Yeah.
Clearly is managing Cousins.
100%.
This is unbelievable.
He's working both sides of the fence.
It's unbelievable.
There we go. You know, speaking of unbelievable, it's time for Rapid Banter.
Okay.
Oppenheimer won for Best Picture this year at the Oscars. It was the bomb, or I think Barbie got robbed.
It was the bomb.
Same Oscars. John Cena came out basically naked. You can't see me, or no, I could see everything.
I could see a good frame.
Last week, Donald Trump attended UFC 299 in Florida. It made me think, do you think that it's maybe time for presidential candidates to just fight rather than debate?
Jake Paul versus Trump.
Now that's a moneymaker. Last one, Shaquille O'Neal is still talking about how Steve Nash beat him out for 2 MVPs. Does Shaq have a point?
A point that Nash deserved them.
Okay, last one. The Minnesota Wild last week in overtime pulled their goalie and won. Bigger stick or bigger puck?
I don't give a puck, but they got the bigger sticks.
Oh, man. And here we go.
That was the greatest. Finally, someone's thinking.
Yes.
Finally.
Can I tell you something, though? Had Minnesota lost that game, they don't get a point, though. So you lose. If you pull your goalie in overtime, it's a rule. You pull your goalie and you end up losing because they shoot it on it, they lose that point that they automatically would have got.
I'm telling you, genius.
It was. It was great.
Okay, what do we got?
And we're off to pass or fail. It's everyone's favorite.
Okay.
Here we go. Last week, you and the Swiss Greek brought up best duos, or I saw one that I kind of wanted to do, best villains in sports or TV.
Best villains.
Okay, here we go. First one up the docket, pass or fail, Tonya Harding.
Pass.
Pass is right.
Iconic. Galooly.
Latrell Sprewell.
Oh, that was a pass.
That's a pass. I think he was misunderstood. He was just trying to fix his tie, you guys.
That's it, you just guys. Looking. Relax.
How about Ray Carruth?
Fail.
Yeah, it's fail. Buddy, I mean, what are you doing? Yeah. Alex Rodriguez.
I'm going to go fail. I wanted more edge.
You know what?
If you're going to be a villain, be more villainy.
Be more villain. And you got only villainous when you got to the Yankees. You know?
Yeah, exactly.
That luster. Gary Bettman.
Oh, pass.
Oh, yeah.
He's the Vince McMahon of hockey.
Absolutely.
Minus the allegations.
Let's go over to the movies. What about Thanos?
Well, he's Greek, so
yeah,
it's pass.
Pass all the
it's
way.
Clear pass.
He's clear pass. Greek trying to end the world. Agent Smith.
Pass.
Yes. Starting to make sense, isn't it?
Right?
What?
Didn't he have a point, though?
Lord Farquaad from Shrek.
Fail.
You know, I think he was misunderstood as well. The guy was just trying to get married and run his kingdom.
Well,
that's
what's
it.
The comedian that they based him off of? What's his name? He was in Robin Hood, Men in Tights, too. It was basically him.
And last one, how about it's everyone's favorite during the Christmas time, Hans Gruber. Pass.
Pass.
There it is.
Yeah, pass.
There it is.
That's how you villain.
That's how you villain.
That's how you villain in a suit.
That's right.
Exactly. That's how you, and you want to know how to villain or hero or whatever it is on the waves, you tune into the Sports Show. CJSW 90.9 FM, Spotify, Podbean, @ Sports Show Podcast on all of the socials. Please hit the like and subscribe. Thanks for joining us. Have a good week. And
Sports Show.
One for the books. We got to hit the shower.
Have a great week.
Yeah.